man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from
the dusk till dawn. Starting hour two of our Sunday Spectacular. This is the American Freedom Party Report. I'm James Kelso. Joining me are Paul Fromm and George in Maryland. We're all feeling great after these three great events yesterday by Donald Trump. The polls are also looking good. I'll bring you a report on the latest polls in just a moment.
I agree. Hey, James, can we get a quick George Graham?
Yes.
I wanted to get it out of the way. I just wanted to say, you and I know so many people that utterly despise the maggot in charge. We've had 8 years of this maggot. We've been waiting for a chance to get rid of his maggot-infested, and now we have, you know, a co-maggot. And you mean to tell me that 100 million angry Americans are just going to throw up their hands after 8 years of waiting for their chance and going, oh, I'm so sorry, CNN says stay home, and I'm just going to stay home? I don't believe it. We know there's a PSYOP out there, but you and I know dozens of – everybody in our circles are just people that are going – good God Almighty, I can't wait for a chance to kick these maggot-infested you-know-whats out. We hate them so passionately. So I expect a really good turnout on November 8th. PSYOP or no PSYOP?
Yes. Paul, your thought on that?
Yeah, we do know that all the previous polls have seriously underestimated Trump's support. And you know, we have a lot of people who are saying that that people will simply not give a full answer, especially if they're going to support Trump. So that means the polls are consistently underestimating, and the desperation and the absolute unanimity of the lamestream media. It's all about Donald Trump and these women's stories of 10 years ago or more, none of which amounted to anybody being charged or anything. It's just rather he said, she said. And meanwhile, there are vital issues that are important to America, which Trump is talking about.
Oh, and, you know, folks, at Gettysburg, Donald Trump talked about what Paul's mentioning, and he said these women – right after the election, these women who he said, I think they've been hired by the DNC, these women will all be sued by me. So that is going to be very interesting. Big, giant lawsuits against all of these liars right after the election, whether Trump's president or not. And
James, talk about women for a second. You know, Trump did his rally wherever it was on Thursday night. And there were dozens and dozens, and did I say dozens, of big pink Women for Trump signs in there with women holding them up saying, we are Women for Trump. I have a hard time believing that, you know, millions of Women for Trump said, oh, they attacked my candidate. I won't like you anymore.
Yes.
I don't believe it. There's a lot more to that. You know, America has bred stupid people, a lot of stupid, well, we all know the dumbed down effect. We really believe it, but after 15 months of campaigning and 8 years of a communist maggot, I don't expect even females to go, well, I'm going to sit this one out. Nobody's going to sit this one out.
No, I don't think so.
Yes. Now, I'm looking at people who aren't going to sit it out. One of the things Donald Trump did, what a bold leader. The event in Virginia Beach, Virginia, at Regent University. This is the second biggest Christian school in the world. Maybe I, Oral Roberts might be, I don't know, Liberty is the biggest. Jerry Falwell Jr. School, founded by his dad, Jerry Falwell, and the biggest endorsement you can imagine given to Trump by Jerry Falwell Jr. about half a year ago. Pat Robertson has also endorsed Donald Trump. And, of course, you don't speak at the Regent University at their library plaza that's right in the middle of the campus. You don't speak there without Pat Robertson's blessing. Pat Robertson did not appear in the rally. I was hoping he would. That's pretty hard. Have to get lucky for that. But what did appear in Library Plaza, packed, edge to edge, thousands of mostly young people. It looks like the entire student body is there. And it's just packed. And so listen to Donald Trump. When I say bold, here he went right to one of the largest Christian schools in the world, maybe the second or third largest, second or third most important in terms of influence, alumni, etc., just behind Liberty, and listen to him as he talks to the crowd. We'll just go through the opening so you can get the flavor of what happened yesterday.
And what a job Pat has done. Regent University, what a great place. Thank you very much.
A sea of people.
This is terrific. This is so amazing. In 17 days, we are going to win the great Commonwealth of Virginia, and we are going to win back the White House. Early voting is underway, so make sure you go and send your ballots. We've got to win this November 8th. We've got to win it. This is going to be our last chance, folks. I hate to tell you. This is about it. November 8th. One of the greatest privileges of my journey has been the time I've spent with the evangelical community and the people of faith across our nation. There are no more decent, devoted, and selfless people than our Christian brothers and sisters here in the United States. None.
So, and this crowd, by the end of this rally, this crowd is going wild. So you imagine this, folks. He takes on, he gives it to, imagine if you yourself had to do this, composes a Gettysburg Address, then has a huge rally out in the open air at Regent University, then flies to a third state and goes to Cleveland, Ohio, to a 2 million square foot facility where the place is packed to the rafters, and with Mike Pence, by the way. Mike Pence introduced him there in Ohio. And Rudy Giuliani introduced Mike Pence. Three very power-packed events all in one day. It's astounding, Paul and George.
Yes.
The energy, the stamina. I mean, where is it written in the rule book that you have to make three appearances in three different states in one day? This is, you know, Donald Trump does it so often that we've come to expect it. What other man has ever done such a thing? I've never witnessed this. So, it's the measure of the man, part of the measure of the man. And of course, Hillary is in hiding, resting. And, she did have an event, in the last couple of days where she exhibited something. Let me see if I can remember the name. I read an analysis by a surgeon who said that what she had, let me try to remember the name, when her eyeballs go in different directions, some of you may have noticed this. I'm going to remember the full term here in just a second.
It's called the Marty Feldman effect.
No, okay, I've almost got it. I've got three of the four terms now. Let me remember the fourth one. Well, it's intermittent. Lateral, and then I've forgotten the third word, palsy. And the muscle, I've forgotten the name of the muscle. It's the rectus. On your eyeball, all of us, the outer muscle on your eyeball that moves your eyeball outward is the rectus. And the muscle that moves your eyes in to your nose is the medialis. Well, Hillary has, this surgeon was convinced she has intermittent lateral rectus palsy. And what that means is that she has a nerve, let's see, it's the sixth cranial, that's it. The sixth cranial nerve runs under your brain, right along the brain pan there in your skull, and then comes out near your eyes and goes up to the eyes. For each eye, there's a sixth cranial nerve.
Right.
And when that is compressed or damaged, injured, you know, this happens to people. Everybody's known somebody who's had damaged nerves. It affects your muscles. They become weak. If you pinch your nerves yourself, you'll notice you lose your strength. And palsy sets in. And this is what's happened with Hillary Clinton. And that intermittent lateral rectus palsy explains why her left eye doesn't follow what her right eye is doing. And so this is serious. This is brain damage. And this is a top surgeon who looked at her, watched her film, and looked at her medical record and said, that's what I'm seeing, intermittent lateral rectus palsy. And one of the symptoms and one of the is double vision. And that's what Dr. Drew Pinsky noticed. He said he saw her, the picture of her with the Fresnel lens glasses, the lenses in her, the lighthouse lenses in her glasses that she was wearing after her fall when she damaged her head. And he said, that's brain damage, because one of the symptoms is double vision, and those glasses are prescribed to try to correct the fact that the two eyeballs, which are going in two different directions, are seeing two separate images, and the person ends up seeing double. So anyway, that's just an interesting little tidbit on Hillary there. Let's see if we got any calls.
She's double, and that's why she thinks her crowds are twice as large as they really are.
Yeah, and of course there's no we've got a caller here. Let's see if we can go to Laura in Michigan. Laura?
Hi, James. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling.
I've got another good reason to vote for Trump, like we don't have enough good reasons. I got a call a couple days ago from a friend of mine who's an activist for a large group, anti-vaccine activist. And she told me that Dr. Wakefield talked to Donald Trump about vaccines and that Donald Trump pledged that he would not make vaccines mandatory for babies or older adults. Because she explained to me that Hillary Clinton wants a single-payer, you know, hospital insurance, because that way they can say, okay, if you haven't had your vaccines, you don't get insured. They totally have a hold on you. And they want them for the senior citizens, not just the babies. They want to fill... So mercury is not good for babies or senior citizens.
Right. And they continue to put mercury in the vaccines. As a preservative. Well, thank you very much, Laura. That's a great – and, of course, Donald Trump across the board, what we can expect is this man truly is a revolutionary, truly is an outsider. He is, as Giuliani says, and as Mike Pence says, he is the change candidate. And I don't know he said yesterday in one of his speeches, he said, this movement that we have here, you folks here in front of me by the thousands – this is a movement for change that comes to us once in our lifetimes. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And you just heard him say, I'm sorry to say to you folks, he was saying this to the largely student audience there at Regent University, this is it. This election is it. And the last chance. Now, let me, you know, Paul, I'd like to hear your comment on that and yours too, George, because that's a very big statement. I'll put in an asterisk there. It's the last chance, not for us. There will never be a last chance for us white folks. If it gets down to just all that's left is Paul, George, Kelso, and you folks out there in the audience, we'll still be fighting. And if it gets down to just one of us, we'll still be fighting. So there's never going to be a last chance for us. But what this may be the last time that we have a chance to elect by, with the rigged system, that we can still win in the rigged system and get our president. That's what Donald Trump is saying. 2020, if Hillary has run another 10 million illegals into America and amnestied that many, that the system may be so rigged at that point that our chance to actually elect a Donald Trump may be gone. What do you think, Paul?
Yeah, I think you're right. And, you know, it's important that Trump emphasize the urgency. This isn't a, well, we can sit back and see how things turn out, and may we have another chance in 4 years' time. In 4 years' time, they may have so packed the electoral rolls that it might be difficult to elect a president who would serve our interests.
Well, I have an idea, too. Hillary taking over is not just going to be this nice linear thing that happens in 4 years, we wake up and there's more of them than us. It's going to be a major immediate cataclysm. Look at the people in the Donald Trump rallies. And you take all 40 or 50 or 60 million of them and tell them, screw you, your vote means nothing. There's going to be a whole lot more than just, oh, we'll sit back and wait till we're outnumbered 10 to 1.
Yes. Yeah, all sorts of things are going to happen. And but this, you know, what? So that last chance refrain that we hear, folks, I don't think anybody who's saying that means it's the last chance, period. And so it's the last chance to, inside of a rigged system, actually win.
Well, we're going to go there too, James. I mean, he means the last chance. Let's just come out and say what I never hear much. Hillary wants to become the socialist dictator of America. She's practically been that already. We've overthrown how many governments? 7 or 8. And she's doing all the – she's been pulling the levers. And Mr. Obama, what a loser. He's really done nothing but sit around and play golf. Well, Hillary's already been the president for the last 7 or 8 years. So really, we are unelecting a sitting shadow president.
I like the way you put that.
I can go on and on and on. But, you know, Hillary wants to be the dictator, and she will. And she will do all those horrible things that we see in RBN rolling pictures, FEMA camps and interesting things and, you know, declaring war on Russia. She's going to do those things. It's not going to be a nice little linear, you know, pile up. We already did that. It's too late. You know, the Trump people are already too angry. Essentially, we are now in a state of civil war. And how it comes out is anybody's guess.
Well said. Let's look at the polls, folks. And I have them here in front of me. Just want to make sure we don't have a... Oh, we do have another caller after. Before Laura, thank you so much for that. It's great to hear that Donald Trump is not going to impose mandatory vaccination on people as a condition of getting medical care. That's great. And, of course, Hillary will. Let's go to Roland in California.
James, I've got some awfully good news for you. A lot of the television preachers are pumping Trump right now, and Jim Baker's been doing it for every program for over a month. And he goes on and on and on almost the whole hour exposing Hillary and commanding his people, which are probably 20 to 30 million people, to vote for Trump, which is going to really tip the election in favor of the right person, Trump. And James Roberson is doing the same thing. In fact, James Roberson travels with Trump in his jet airplane to all the rallies, I was told. And he has Bible study with Trump every day, and he led Trump to the Lord, is what I was told a couple days ago.
Roland.
So how about
thank
that?
You. How about them apples? Thank
yeah.
you very much.
Yeah, so hey, what I'd like to do is see if we can get you on one of those programs.
Now, Roland, don't go anywhere, because you just said something very important. I want to come back to you after the break. Please stay with us, Roland, and everybody else. We'll be right back. I think we've got a break.
Oh.
You- You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, and we have an important call here from Roland in California. Roland, Southern or Northern California?
Down in Los Angeles.
Okay, good. I won't get any more specific than that. I grew up in Pacific Palisades. I know you know where that is.
Okay.
And in Santa Monica, in Malibu. But yeah. I'm out here in North Dakota now, and you just brought us some really important information. First of all, this is immense that James Robeson and his wife Betty are promoting Donald Trump. Now,
they're not only promoting; they travel with him.
Yeah. Now,
all
folks,
of the rallies. They got to be super good friends.
Yes, and this is enormous, enormous. And I did see James Robeson introducing Donald Trump at a rally the other day, and it was an on fire introduction.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, James Robeson, it was no holds barred. There was nothing lukewarm about it. And so he clearly knew what's at stake here. And now bringing me new information. First of all, I didn't know James
Jim
Robeson.
Baker. He is just going livid over it. He says this is the end of our nation if it doesn't go for Trump. And
that's
he is
great.
Absolutely, like, he's got his hair on fire. He is not barring anything. He is going for it 100%.
Oh, this is, you know, I'll tell you what, you know, it seems like a short time.
It's and there are other preachers doing it too, but I don't know which ones they are yet. I just found this all out here a couple days ago.
Okay, well, I'm going to tune into this. I'm going to study this more today.
Yeah.
Sunday's a good day to study this. You know, we got Jerry Falwell Jr., we got Pat Robertson, we got James Robeson,
we've
got Jim Baker. And if these gentlemen are all, and Betty Robeson, if they are all on fire for Trump, that is going to make a huge difference. And 16 days seems like a short time, but that's
kind of the way it worked with Jesse Ventura when he was up in Minnesota there. He didn't have much going on about a month before the election. 3 weeks before the election, he was just starting to bubble up. And 2 weeks before, he was just going hotter than pancakes. And by the time of the election, he beat Humphrey and all kinds of big shots and really rolled over everyone. And I think the same thing is...
You're all over it about, you know, elections in America. That's the way it works. When you know, the really hottest time of all is the last 10 days, just as Richard Nixon. So that's I agree with you.
But I'd like to find somebody that knows these big-time preachers, because they will get you on their program. What you told about it in the last hour hour and a half since you started today, you can talk about that. Oh, my gosh. They would just love, they would pay your way out there to do this. No doubt about it.
Well,
and
we're a little bump on the
back. Okay.
Our show is an important show, and I like the fact that we're the first radio show dedicated to the Trump phenomenon, and we took that name. But, boy, these folks that you're naming have millions and millions of listeners and people that have followed them. Those are big names. And here's something that's very good. Roland, this is very good.
I ask everybody when I see them, are you still there?
Yeah.
I ask everybody for the last 2 weeks when I see them in the grocery store, wherever they are, I ask up to 100 people a day. Every one of them so far in the last week and a half have been for Trump, except one lady. And she got into a shouting match with me in about 5 seconds. She wanted Hillary so bad, and then she ends up telling me her husband's a minister. I said, you got to be kidding. He should be ashamed of himself. What an abomination. You don't have any more discernment than to vote for that old pig.
Yeah. Well,
that's what I told her.
Roland, part of the good news that you brought us is this, that one of the things that these great men have done, Falwell and his dad, and Robertson and Robeson, and Jim Baker's redeemed himself. He's really come back strong. What they've done is they've built these high-speed, these Christian networks that can get the word out in hours.
Yes.
So if the Christian network catches on fire, it doesn't take 3 months for everybody to get the word. It takes 3 days.
And they understand there's way more of us than there is the evil people, and if we get us motivated, it's no contest.
Yeah, wow. Roland, I'd like to just keep you on. Did you have any other points you'd like to make on the other side of the break?
No, that's good.
All right, thank you, and please call in again soon.
Okay, thank you,
bye-bye.
Roland.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, very good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Back, folks, and big thank you to Roland who called in. I hope to get many more calls from you, Roland, out there in Southern California. Los Angeles, where the chairman of the American Freedom Party, William Daniel Johnson, lives. And he brought us the word that one of the leading preachers in the world, James Robeson, is actually traveling with Donald Trump. Wow. I'm going to play some James Robeson for you. This is at the Trump rally in Charlotte, North Carolina, on October 14th. Listen to James Robeson. Here's a preacher who talks for only 2 minutes. Pretty good. So you're going to hear all of what James Robeson had to say, but listen to how on fire. I cannot overemphasize the importance of James Robeson when Jerry Falwell Jr. sees James Robeson talking this way, or Pat Robertson, or all any of us. Of course, these guys are already on fire. But when one of the really leading evangelists in America sees James Robeson talking this way, they are mobilized. Listen to this.
Greetings in the name of the Lord. First time I spoke with Mr. Trump, I said only God and we the people, together with God's wisdom, can make America great again. And Donald Trump says he's going to inspire us and lead us to do just that. From the time I began meeting with him back in April, I have never been received so graciously, with such humility, with such sincere interest in the things that God has to say about freedom and about life. Jesus said to his disciples, if they receive you, they receive me. Now, you work through the theology of that. But I want you to know this man has received me openly. I have never wavered. I proclaimed the word of God. I held this Bible up with Ronald Reagan standing behind me, 17,000 church leaders. And I said, America, commit yourself not to politicians or political parties, but to the principles in this book that made America great and will be forever the land of the free and the home of the brave. And Ronald Reagan, listen to this. Ronald Reagan, in great humility and gratitude, walked up and said, I know this is a nonpartisan meeting. You cannot endorse me. But I only said that because I want you to know I endorse you and what you stand for. And Ronald Reagan saved freedom and gave it another day. We will lose freedom if we don't make the right decision in November. And it has to be for a return to freedom. I want you to listen to a statement written by Ravi Zacharias, the greatest apologist, defender of the faith, in my opinion, on the planet, the most respected Christian leader. And he said, I'm going to release all of this to the press, but let me give you a summation. He said the atrocities that have been committed by Hillary Clinton, this administration, a meaningless line in the sand, the massacre of innocent women, the horrible acts against women all over the world, the horrible things happening to the innocent, everything this man is accused of by any person, any failure on his part, pales in comparison to what has been perpetrated on the world under our present liberal, godless leadership. Ravi Zacharias said the failures of this man, which he's acknowledged and said, forgive me, I'm wrong. He said his failures pale in comparison to those failures. What he's done wouldn't even get to the discussion at a table of reason to be considered in light of the atrocities that have been perpetuated on the world by the past generation and by the liberal anti-world good. Thank you, Ravi Zacharias. I will release it. And Ravi said, send me the critics. I'll talk to them. Thank God. Thank God. Bless you. I want you to receive the man as he has received me, Donald Trump, and promise to pray for him and pray for the future and freedom of America. God bless you. God bless America.
Wow. Folks, the crowd is on their feet. They're screaming. I'll tell you, if Paul and George.
Yes,
I am. A fire, a prairie fire like that.
Oh, yeah. Listen
to that. You know, listen to that preacher who says, you know, it pales in comparison. that is.
Yes, and it puts it into perspective. You know, to listen only to CNN, they're going bananas over trivia. Meanwhile, America's hurtling toward the brink.
Yes. But to hear that James Robeson is on, this is the best news I've had this weekend, folks, is on Donald Trump's plane with Rudy Giuliani and General Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. This is an incredible assortment of people. But boy, you put James Robeson in there, and you get, you know, folks, the most influential community in America is the. Evangelical Christian community is the largest, most influential, most dedicated, most passionate political group in America. And if they get fired up for Donald Trump in the way that James Robeson was right there. If they get into tune with James Robeson, November 8th is going to be very nice. It's going to be very good. So this is the best news I've had. It's better than polls. It's better than great speeches. Because this is these men speak to tens of millions of people who he said, receive the man as he has received me. That is a commandment from James Robeson to everybody that believes with him. So that is powerful stuff. And there was no lukewarm in his voice at all.
Daystar Network reaches millions. They make millions of votes. Bring it on. They also reach millions of black people. So, what do you think of that, Hillary?
Yep. What do you think of them apples? So, let's look at those. Go ahead, Paul.
James, have you heard of Hillary's massive meltdown a couple of days ago?
Okay, which one is this? Just describe it.
Well, according to NBC associate producer of The Forum, she just completely lost it. According to this report, she's afraid of going to jail. She was interviewed by Matt Lauer and went off in a tirade of cursing. She said, if that fucking bastard wins, we all hang from nooses. Cameras were not allowed to film the massive meltdown, but the staffers couldn't believe how horrible she was.
Ooh.
Apparently, it turned out that Clinton had been fed all the questions for approval in advance of the forum, but then after the approval, Matt Lauer had a change of heart, and he started his questioning with an unapproved line concerning Clinton's use of an illegal private server for her sometimes classified work-related emails. According to the Comcast official, which is the parent company of NBC Universal, she said, when Matt posed the one legitimate question about the FBI investigation concerning her homemade server and secured mails, we could see she was beginning to boil. And according to the assistant producer, Hillary proceeded to pick up a glass of water and throw it at the face of her assistant, and the screaming started. She was in full meltdown. This is, again, a quote from the associate producer, and no one on her staff dared to speak to her. She went kind of manic and didn't have any control over herself at that point. Continuing the quotation, how these people work with a woman is amazing to me. She really didn't seem to care who heard any of it. You really had to see this to believe it. She came apart literally unglued. She is the most foul-mouthed woman I've ever heard. And that voice at screech level, awful. She screamed she'd get the fucking Lauer fired for this. And apparently, again, she said, if that fucking bastard Trump wins, we all hang from nooses. Lauer's finished. And if I lose, it's all on your heads for screwing this up. Wow!
Hey, who needs Longshoremen when we have Hillary Clinton?
Oh, talk about a potty mouth!
Now, Paul, that is powerful stuff. I'm gonna
James, it's also word for word. It's on the RBN website. It's been there for quite a few weeks. So, hey, John, we like it. This is good.
Just keep on talking.
Wow. So, what was the date of this meltdown?
7th of September.
Okay, and you know, I see now, folks. This is how complete the media blackout is. You know that should be everywhere.
Yeah,
Kelso hasn't heard of it.
This is recent, current campaign. This isn't what Donald Trump may or may not have said in a locker room talk 15 years ago. I mean, this is today.
Yeah. Wow. That is very, very powerful stuff. The eyes wandering, the two eyes going in different directions. That's something that happened this weekend.
I thought it was only guys who had wandering eyes.
Folks, at the beginning of the show, I failed to remember. This is an important name that I haven't followed well enough, and that's James O'Keefe. He graduated from Rutgers in 2006, so he's a young guy, tall. I guess he's about as tall as Eric Trump, because I saw him in a video with Eric Trump. They just happened to be they were walking through the same room at the same time at a an event, and the two of them said hi to each other, and they appreciate each other very much. But James O'Keefe created something called Project Veritas Action, and he has been running video cameras and tape recorders secretly inside of the Democratic machine, and he's exposed them, their criminality. And so this is something, this is another hot, hot story. Now, he's just started releasing his videos. He's done 1 year of undercover research, and now he's releasing day by day, he's releasing new videos on YouTube of what he's come up with. And it's unbelievable stuff. There have been a couple of resignations. I mentioned, in the WikiLeaks, we had the resignation of five top DNC officials, including Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Their CFO, their COO, they lost their top people, had to walk the plank because of WikiLeaks exposing their dirty tactics and criminality. And now this Project Veritas Action has Robert Creamer. He's walked the plank. Scott Fovall, he's walked the plank. And the in an effort to kill this story, and these things, you know, it's coming up from various sources. We've got Veritas Action. We've got WikiLeaks. And we have the fellow who was killed in Washington, D.C., who very well may have leaked information from the DNC. I forgot his name, but this is a fellow who was shot in the back of the head twice in the middle of the night as he was walking near his apartment.
It was a suicide, James.
Yeah, he shot himself in the back of the head twice. And he was, this trail of bodies surrounding the Clintons. So, but it, a lot of this stuff now, it's all coming out. But the best news of all today, this James Robeson news. We've got another caller here calling from another state that I was very happy to live in, Louisiana. Richie in Louisiana, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I've been listening, interestingly, and I'm curious to all of these evangelical support Trump is getting. Are most of these people Zionist, Israel first, Judeo-Christians?
Well, Richie, hang on, Richie.
I'm here.
Yeah, right, but it's my turn to talk. And it's my show, Richie, in case you hadn't noticed. I hear where you're going. I know where you're going, Richie. But
I know he's coming, too.
And I hear your tone, okay? Now, I'm going to wag my finger one time here, and then I'm going to hit the kill button, okay? The engineer's got his finger there on the kill button. We have to work together. We're a family. This tribe of white people that we are is a tribe. Mm-hmm. And our life is threatened. And we no longer have the luxury. You know, I talked about, you know, my own personal history and my ancestry. You know, my ancestors fought. My German ancestors fought. That led to my German ancestor coming to America. I never got to the Scottish part. My Scottish ancestors fought Protestant against Catholic. And that led to the Kelsos arriving from Scotland. And we can't do that anymore, Richie. And what you're doing is a version of that. You're starting a fight among white people. And if we keep doing this, we will have committed Harry Caray. We'll have committed suicide if we keep doing this among ourselves. So I'm just urging you, Richie. I don't want to censor you, but we can't do it. You're right off the bat there, you're provoking, you're insulting the people that can save us. How do you do that? How do you do that? You don't. So, Richie, if you just think about that before you call in. No, Richie, I'll tell you what. Richie, think about what I just said. I don't know where else you were going to go with this, but starting out with that insulting, you're insulting, Richie, a group of people that's far bigger than whatever group you're in, okay? And these people are going to save your ass, Richie. Okay, you,
really?
Your children.
When we're subservient to Israel, I'm going to have my
Richie, forget about it. Richie, forget about it. Okay, engineer, That's the end of the Richie's call. I'm still talking to you, Richie. And we can't do this.
James, Richie, I'll join you in too. I mean, I watch the Daystar Network, and so what? They're pro-Israel. We have a gun to our head, and she'll pull the trigger, and we will disappear. I am perfectly willing to shake hands with every pro-Israel person on the face of the earth. On the face of the earth. If they will get Donald Trump elected, we can have our country back.
And Richie, let me point something else. I mean, maybe you got too much wax in your ears and you didn't hear it when Donald. If you were listening to the show earlier, I apologize if you weren't listening. But you heard Donald Trump say, "I am on day one. I am going to ban lobbyists from other countries. I'm going to ban money coming in from other countries. I'm going to ban dual citizen." Lobbyists in America. I forget his exact wording. But Richie, when you hear that, I hope you're hearing in parentheses the word Israel. Okay.
Yeah, you know, and Jamie, of course, you know, I don't think any of the three of us are for Israel. But the important thing is Trump has to win this election. And he isn't going to win it by picking fights he doesn't need to pick. I think the call is right to have a concern, but we've got to move on. We've got to, you know, we can't pick and choose our allies.
Well, yeah, I'm going to come, folks, we're not going to leave this issue. We're going to come back to it after this break. It's too important. See you.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
There's a growing feeling of a
We're back, folks. And we're coming into the last segment of our second hour and about to go into our third hour. And let me see here. Let me go back to the name here, and I want to get it right. And I don't want to be, you know, I'm a little like James Robeson. I can get excited. And Richie, I got excited there. By the way, where I used to live in Louisiana, Richie, just to let you know, I'm sorry to have cut you off, but I used to be the administrator for David Duke in Mandeville, Louisiana, and lived right there in David Duke's offices. And I really loved my time in Louisiana. Those years in Louisiana were wonderful. But David Duke, nobody's going to call David Duke a shrinking lily on the issue of Jewish power. I hope not. That'd be pretty hard to do, wouldn't it, Paul?
Yeah, that certainly would.
Richie, there are people in the nationalist movement who have spent years studying the question of the different aspects of Jewish power, have spent, you know, 100 times, 1,000 times more time researching the question. And for the general public, they don't know all this stuff, Richie. And so if you go off just, you know, we've had a movement, George has talked about it, that has been microscopically small for half a century. We must have been doing something wrong, don't you think? Half a century to get this job done that Donald Trump is managing to pull off in 1 year, if he can make it. Donald Trump, one man, will have accomplished more for our goals as nationalists than all of us have accomplished in half a century in 1 year.
I'm going to go, you know, we know so many of them. One of my favorite publications utterly, flatly refuses to even mention Donald Trump. I mean, they've ignored him for the whole 15 months of the campaign. They have their own slogan called Vote for Nobody. And I have total contempt. You know who you are. I think you stink. I like your magazine, but I'm tired of it. Now that we're in extremis, that we could have, you know, a communist dictator of the United States who yeah. will put us in FEMA camps. And the best you could come up with is Donald Trump's part of the system. He's too pro-Israel. And we're not even going to mention that he's running for president. It makes me want to vomit.
Yeah, it's so counterproductive. It really is.
Yeah. And the you know, and we, as white folks, you know, we've done this for hundreds of years. We've fought among ourselves over, well, we'll talk about it when we get into our third hour. It's really important. And so stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight.
It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.